Well, there's no ways we can return to a normal society without at least 70% of a population vaccinated to get that herd immunity. So the point is, if people are not positive and don't take up the vaccine, we are in trouble. And that is not just on the health side, but on the economic side. Because as long as we have lockdown regulations, economies can't recover.
It's now widely understood that receiving a COVID-19 vaccine is the most successful measure to combat the disease and set world economies back on a growth path. But an ongoing study by a team of well-being researchers called the Gross National Happiness .today Project indicates that vaccine attitudes globally are on the decrease. The director of the project and a well-being economist at the University of Johannesburg, Professor Talita Graylin, explains some of the project's findings.
What we found is that the attitude towards vaccines is decreasing over time. The trend is downwards. And that's exactly what we don't want. We would like to see the opposite. So that's a major problem. Definitely we need some interventions. So once we established that the trend is downwards, we started running econometric models, various ones as robustness tests to find out which factors actually are related to this downward trend in the positive attitudes. And we found that surprisingly, definitely there is a fear of vaccines. So there's something, a fear of the unknown, not knowing what is the side effects, not knowing what's the long-term effects of the vaccine. But that's only a small part of it. A big part that we picked up was the anger and the frustration with government policy. That is both the rollout, the procurement, that they feel that the whole process wasn't handled well. And then we also found that compliance was an issue, and meaning that people don't want to comply to regulations any longer, and therefore they opt to take the vaccine, actually. So there's a positive relationship. And then we found as the number of cases decreased, people actually were more positive towards the vaccine. And as the same thing with, as the vaccine rollout developed over time, we also found a more positive attitude. If we look at the policy, which means the number of groups that can actually access the vaccine, that also, the more groups, the more positive people were.
Graylin's team creates this index and interprets the results by extracting live tweets and using something called natural language processing to analyze the underlying sentiment and emotions of the tweets. In this case, the team has applied the technology to interpret vaccine sentiments across 10 countries. The countries that were assessed were South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Belgium, Germany, Great Britain, France, Italy, the Netherlands, and of course Spain. Graylin explains that the data thus far shows that while vaccine sentiment is shifting globally, South Africa's vaccine sentiment has decreased more than any other region.
South Africa has the biggest decrease of all the countries. In general, the average decrease in positive attitudes is 8%. South Africa is 13%. But then on the other side, I must say this analysis was only done up to August. I've actually extended it for South Africa. The downward trend is continuing, but at a slower rate, which is really good news. And I think it goes hand in hand with the vaccine rate rollout that actually picked up over the last 2 months.
Graylin says that the sample groups used are much larger than groups used by traditional surveys, and the information is processed almost instantly, making the results much more accurate and more useful in answering topical questions.
For example, if you look at Great Britain, it will be 100,000 tweets per day. If it's South Africa, it's around about 60,000 tweets per day. So we are speaking big data. It's enormous samples. And the systems involved are enormous. It's really high processing power that we use. So we're speaking about big data, big numbers.
The team used different econometric techniques and models to determine which factors are significantly related to positive attitudes towards vaccines. Grayland says that if policymakers address those particular factors, the probability is very high that attitudes towards vaccinations will improve.
The one thing that we are very proud of the study, is that we can actually say what's happening at real time. So even now, I can tell you what's happening 2 hours ago, which very few studies can do. And in these times, we can't use something like survey data. Survey data means you go and ask people questions, which means there's a big lag between when you ask the question and you have the data. With the data that we use, big data, we can in real time say what's happening. And that's what we need, especially when you're looking for valid, quick policy responses to change attitudes. And we are in unprecedented times. We are really in, there needs to be change, and we can't wait for results. We need to know what's happening and act on that immediately.
To have a good look at some of the project's findings, go to www.gnh.today. That's www.gnh.today. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.